with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Amid reports that negotiators are coming to Washington, correspondent Luke Garrett looks at Israel's escalated attacks in Lebanon in the hours after the U.S. and Iran announced a tentative ceasefire.
Dozens of consecutive strikes on Lebanon by Israel have rocked its capital, Beirut. More than 200 people were killed in the strikes on Wednesday, according to Lebanon's health ministry. The highest death toll for a single day in the last 5 weeks of the renewed conflict between Israel and Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. The strikes have put pressure on the shaky ceasefire between Israel, the US, and Iran. Israel insists the ceasefire agreement between itself, Iran, and the US does not apply to their war against Hezbollah militants.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants and establishing relations between the neighbors. Bill Gates is scheduled to appear before the House Oversight Committee in the coming weeks as the committee continues its investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Gates will sit for a transcribed interview on June 10th. His interview comes after the committee issued a March 3rd letter requesting his testimony. A spokesperson for Gates said the Microsoft founder welcomes the chance to appear before the committee. Gates has been under heavy scrutiny for his relationship with the disgraced financier. Documents released in December depicted Gates with Epstein, and Gates had previously said that he'd had several dinners with Epstein, though he added he was under the impression that Epstein would use his wealthy connections to fundraise for global health causes. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 275 points, the Nasdaq rose 187, the S&P 500 advanced 41. This is SRN News. Quebec bans prayer.
Lawmakers in the Canadian province have passed a measure outlawing prayer and any other display of religious devotion in public as part of a sweeping effort to make Quebec more secular. That means government workers can't wear a cross, public hospitals can't serve kosher meals, and you can't hold a prayer meeting on the quadrangle at a public university. Clergy and various ministries fought the legislation to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
The race for a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan is being clouded by controversy. Democratic candidate Abdul El-Sayed is campaigning with a popular online personality who's made anti-Semitic comments. Hassan Piker has stated that Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel, has described Orthodox Jews as inbred, and believes that America deserved 9/11. The 34-year-old Turkish-American has 1.8 million followers on YouTube. This is SRN News. The UK and Norway are trying to deter Russian submarines operating in the North Atlantic. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain, Norway, and other countries are engaging in a weeks-long operation to deter Russian spy submarines near undersea cables in the North Atlantic, the UK defence chief says, accusing Moscow of using the distraction of the Iran war to ramp up malign activity against Europe. John Healy says a Royal Navy frigate, aircraft and hundreds of personnel have been involved in tracking a Russian attack sub and two spy submarines, aiming at preventing the vessels from carrying out what he calls nefarious operations. NATO countries have repeatedly expressed concern that Russia could use its fleet of spy ships to hit global communications. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.